Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 20 with verses 20 through 23. Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left, in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My cup you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." Jesus says this same thing to each and every one who asks. It is not mine to give, but my Father in heaven who instills the truth of living his holy and immaculate will. Jesus will always refer to his Father first, something he asks of all of us. Place every decision by turning to God first. Every mother wants the best for her child, girl, or boy, seeking the goodwill God offers by simply living for him in all things. God was telling the Zebedee's mom what he will tell everyone who asks, that his right and left side are taken by his Son and his Spirit, who act as one to accomplish all things in truth. This is where we discover a constant peace, even in the midst of terrible storms, from sanctification we surrender our life to by the obedience of practice, prayer, and proclamation of salvation to live for life eternal. This is what we seek. This is what we share. Liberation from sin. That is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega. A soul able to mend. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my family, my wife, Tony, my mother, Betty, my children, especially my two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We're praying for a man by the name of Boston. He's also known as Keith. We're praying for those that are dealing with this war in Ukraine. Lord, we ask that we receive the last breath of our lives in peace as we pray for the dying, as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath too. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for Holy Mother in the name of Jackie, sisters of Jackie, I should say. We did visit her the other day, and we had a good visit. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother in everything that we do. As we pray for our neighbor Thelma and a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 20 with verses 20 through 23. It is a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. Its title, Left and Right, Kingdom sit. Jesus approached by Zebedee's son's mother, wishing to ask while giving him homage. Wish what you, Jesus offered without druthers. Left and right kingdom sit, my sons, by your commands promise. Asking what you know not, cup mine, drink divine. Yes, came their spot, drink indeed, cup mine. Left and right mine not to give, Father in heaven prepared. Heaven on earth all must live, salvation and redemption declared. Amen. I'm Thomas Chokers Williams. It's May 6, 2023, and I'm recording this morning at 4:28 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. It is listening and practicing that Word of God each and every day. If you hear it in your ears or see it in writing in front of you, being able to reflect on it in your soul, proclaiming that in prayer, my Word is just an amazing opportunity to speak to God one-on-one. And then proclaiming to others what salvation means for life eternal. We close today in the name of Jesus as we say, my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. In the name of Jesus, 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 Jesus. God bless you. Let's call on the name of Jesus. Amen.